Phoneboy Speaks, episode 78, Skype Musical Chairs. Several years ago, when I was more actively blogging, I was blogging about voiceover IP, and I got into a crowd of VoIP bloggers, and a lot of the people that I talk to online these days, I still talk to, even though we don't talk about VoIP all that much, but we do talk about various other things. So every once in a while, I will get something from somebody like Andy Abramson, and who, by the way, is one of the best PR people I know. And he wrote a nice piece explaining the sort of the musical chairs that's currently going on at Microsoft around the Skype division, that, of course, Microsoft acquired Skype at some point. And, of course, a lot of it to me is just kind of noise, and not to say that it's not a good article. In fact, it very much is. But the way I look at Skype now is that, you know, Skype's a pretty mature product. I don't know that Skype's going to innovate and disrupt the same way that it can as part of Microsoft as it could when it was an independent company. So it's not surprising that all the disruptive, innovative executives that were at Skype are now going and doing something else. I mean, Microsoft, I've been out at Microsoft before, and it's an interesting culture, I'll say that, and I'll just kind of leave it at that. But you know, I also look at VoIP and I kind of wonder what other sort of innovative things can you do. I actually think that there might be some interesting voice capabilities around app.net. In fact, it'd be really cool if somebody did a walkie-talkie app around app.net. I think there's a lot of there's a lot of potential synergies there. But you know, voice is just an application, really, and you know, and actually the thing I use Skype for mostly these days is actually the instant messaging capabilities, which has only gotten better now that it's integrated into Microsoft's back end with Messenger and whatnot. It's definitely more reliable than I've seen it in the past. You know, the Skype codecs and stuff are very good, and certainly when I do have an audio call over Skype, it's fantastic. Or when I talk to my daughter or my son over Skype, which I do when I travel, it's fantastic. Even the, you know, even on Verizon 3G, I get a very acceptable video call with my daughter or my son. How much more can you innovate with that? I mean, how many different things can you do? I just, you know, maybe I'm cynical and I've been doing this long enough, but I'm less concerned about all the different people that are leaving Skype. And maybe Skype is not the disruptor. Maybe something else will come out. And I think that's good for the industry. I think it's, you know, Skype itself is a pretty mature product. I don't know much more you can do with Skype than has already been done. So anyway, I'm less concerned about all the different executive moves, and I hope to see more innovation, whether it be in voiceover IP, whether it be in messaging, or, you know, again, I think actually app.net, it's not going to necessarily be real time. It's pretty close to real time. I mean, it's amazing. As I've sat here, I've probably gotten 5 notifications from Felix while I've just been sitting here talking into my iPhone. But anyway, I'll put a link to Andy Abramson's article in the show notes, and you can read about it. But I think Skype innovation is pretty much over with, and you know, let's move on to the next thing. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.